Track 10.
Speaker 1.
I'm a student, so it's really hard to make ends meet. But I started doing a few shifts at the local Italian restaurant at the beginning of this year, and it's certainly helped me keep my head above water. I don't get a good hourly rate, but on a good day I get to take home quite a bit extra. We share out the money at the end of the shift, and yesterday I was amazed because I got an extra £50. There was a big group celebrating someone's birthday, and I guess they were just feeling generous.
Speaker 2.
I graduated 3 years ago and still haven't been able to find a decent job. I mean, I've done bits and bobs, but nothing permanent has come up. It's really demoralising, especially as most of my friends are earning good money now and they're always going out. I'm sure they'll stop inviting me along soon, as I usually make up some reason why I can't join them. I just don't want to admit that I can't afford to do the things they do.
Speaker 3.
I've always been quite good with money, but I still never know whether I'll be overdrawn or not at the end of the month. I haven't had a pay rise for over 3 years, but everything keeps going up in price. I've cut down wherever I can, but it's still touch and go. Luckily, one of my brothers has helped me out this month, so I'm okay. But who knows what will happen next month? It's a horrible feeling.
Speaker 4.
My ex-husband has always been really good about giving me money for the children. You just never know how people are going to react, though, when money's involved. So I heaved a sigh when the court finally decided on the amount I'd be receiving every month. I was so stressed before I knew what I'd be getting, but now things are fine and I can manage perfectly well.
Speaker 5.
My brother has so much money he doesn't know what to do with it. He's got everything you could possibly have. A house in London and a couple of places abroad, not to mention a yacht and a plane. I'm not entirely sure how he made all his money, but I wish I had some of it, as I have to be honest, I'm struggling a bit, but I'd never ask him.
Speaker 6.
I was gutted when I found out that the painting I bought at auction was a fake. I spent £50,000 on it, and now nothing. Who'd have thought that such a reputable auction house could make such a mistake? I'm looking into getting my money back, but I don't suppose I will.